We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the study session of the University City City Council to order on February 10th, 2025. Before you have all received the agenda for both the study session and for the regular session. At this time, are there any requests to make any changes to the regular session agenda for the 6:30 session? Hearing none, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first agenda item asks that you receive a report on the proposed solid waste rate recommendations that were made by the task force that you've appointed. And tonight we have Finance Director Keith Cole that will be presenting this information. Mr. Cole?
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, members of council. I'd like to start off just, we have a couple of the members here of the task force. We have Siri Moran, and we have the chair, Phil Easton. And then we also have MSW consultants, representative Cynthia Marmow. And they will be available for any questions that you have later. Just kind of go to a background. So back in 2018, the city retained MSW consultants to evaluate a 10-year solid waste full cost of service recommendation and to develop some rate recommendations. And from 2018, then 2019, they produced a rate study. But then 2019, COVID hit. So that kind of the rate study got postponed. So back in 2024, we asked them to come back to kind of update their numbers from the 2019 rate study. And then in July of 24, they came back and did a study session for their findings and recommendations. And then from that study session, the city manager recommended that the task force would be created. So on August 12th of 24, council approved the establishment of resolution 2024-10 to create the task force. And then the full members that represents the task force is Phil Easton, he was our chair, Alice Boone, Siri Moran, Susan Plassmeyer, Chris Blumenhorst, and Ted Slagensky. And then from that, we had our first meeting on December 17th, 2024, where our consultants then went over the rate study and their recommendations. And then from that, they compiled three recommendations for a rating, three rate options. And the first option, it was a 1-year rate increase with no consumer price index CPI increase. And option two was 1-year rate increase with CPI increases. And option three was 3-year phased in rate increases with no CPI increases. So then in January 22nd, 2025, the task force had a second meeting. And at this time, they went through further discussion on the various options. And the task force came to an agreement with option two. There was a motion that was made and it was seconded unanimously, and option two passed. So what we're doing this evening is we're bringing to you as consideration option two, and this will have an increase in the first year for 2025. So potentially the rates would increase 8.45%. So current, and this is for, we kind of focus on the single family because that's our bulk of our residents are single with 90 gallon rates. So our current rate is $110.10 every 6 months. That equals 60 cents per day. That's the rate. And then for senior rates, it's $93.30 every 6 months. And that's with a 60 gallon cart. That equates to 51 cents per day. So with this proposed option two, so it would be going from $110.10 to $119.40 every 6 months. So basically that increases $9.30, which equates to 5 cents per day as an increase. And then it's for a 90 gallon cart. And then for a senior rates, it would increase $8.10 every 6 months. And then basically that would be an increase of 4 cents per day. And again, we focused on the single rates because that's our bulk. We have over 8,000 accounts that represents that. And I'll be glad to open it with questions. And we have, like I said, we have representatives from the task force and MSW consultants if you got questions.
Are there questions from members of council of Mr. Cole? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I want to extend my thanks to the task force. I know any public service to the city and to the community deserves acknowledgement and thanks. This was perhaps not the, shall we say, most exciting task force to be a part of. So I certainly, again, extend my sincere thanks to those that participated. Not really a task force question, or even more of a director of finance question, might be for the city manager. But I think as we understand the reality that our solid waste costs have gone up, will continue to go up. I think we've seen the data. I think we just, folks even in the community just inherently know things are more expensive than they were several years ago. I do think there probably needs to be some exploration of what I'll call the markets at Olive dividend. In the last meeting, we talked about some of the revenue enhancements that we've seen as a result of just the entities that are there now, let alone the entities that are coming. And I think certainly our residents are deriving tangible value from having fantastic retail options, you know, right up the street in many cases. So that's a real tangible benefit. But I think on the financial side, you know, we are giving TIF dollars. We talked to the community about how this would help the city. Any way that we can make benefits from the markets at Olive tangible to our residents, I think we're winning. And so I don't know if there's a world where we can look at what we're yielding from the markets at Olive. If we can say, hey, you know what? Costs are increasing with solid waste. Ultimately, citizens may have to kick in, but here's how we're going to try to help offset that. I'm not necessarily looking for an answer right now because I realize that would take some research to really understand potentially all the financial ramifications of even contemplating something like this. But again, I think is to the degree that we can provide tangible benefits from markets at Olive above and beyond what we've already seen, I think we are well situated.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, I believe that the benefits from the market at Olive will be residents will be more aware once we start the execution of the plan that was recently approved by the mayor and council. And as you know, that will start in part with the hiring of a coordinator that will be tasked with the implementation of that plan. In addition to that, I would say that there is a broader benefit to all residents that will be derived from the detention basin project that is moving forward. If you recall, that project was approved a few years ago, but it is going to result in about $4 million of matching funds that the city will need to provide. Part of those that funding, I would imagine, will come from the additional tax that's received from the market at Olive. Also, there are improvements that residents will see on Olive Boulevard. That's a result of the economic development, retail sales tax that will be generated from the market at Olive development. So there are simply a plethora of I would say, advantages that the and benefits that the residents in the Third Ward and throughout the entire city will realize just simply based upon that one project.
And thank you, City Manager Rose. I do understand that there are tangible benefits, but I, in talking with constituents, I understand like the matching associated with the retention basin. That is compelling to the average constituent. I think they will acknowledge that, but I think, you know, were we to say, and let me be clear, I would never advocate that the city put themselves in a fiscally precarious position. So I want to be clear about this. I don't know whether or not there could be a dividend that could offset the cost of solid waste or not. I don't know that. It would never again advocate for something that fiscally impairs us. But to say to a constituent, you know what, solid waste costs are going up. We are going to have to increase your rates. But because of Markets at Olive and the kind of revenue it's generating, we were going to have to do it $9. But now, you know what, we're going to do it $5. That's money in someone's pocket. That they can relate to that. Again, I think the matching for the retention basin is compelling, but I think there's a different level of tangibility to, hey, I was going to have to spend $9 more a month or for refuse payment period. Now it's only five. That's the kind of thing I'm getting at. But again, not looking for complete answers here. I don't think that would be fair, but just ask that be perhaps a consideration.
Mayor, Councilmember Clay, that's something that we will certainly go back and take a very close look at. But just being as transparent as possible regarding this issue, I know that we have a $27 million debt that was recently approved for the police station as well as the Trinity Court building that will need to be retired. And so where there are additional revenues that are coming in as a result of the development, I would just ask that you keep in mind there's also additional expenses that you incurred.
Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not an accountant, so I'm just, educate me here. And looking at all these plans, I am concerned about, explain though, even though if we adopt option two, it shows that we'll still have a deficit, and it's probably the least deficit of all three plans, to the tune of around $400,000 a year starting, well, it starts off at $100,000, but it jumps up to $300,000 in 27. Is it possible to, with a couple nickels more, to eliminate the fact that we'd still have to subsidize this? Or am I misunderstanding what's down here?
I think in any way, option we go, eventually we're going to have to help subsidize the solid waste fund.
Okay.
But that's, so the, I guess from talking with our consultants, it's like 7 years down the road, then it's the best practice to maybe to reevaluate.
Okay.
The rates and see where we're at with everybody, with the surrounding municipalities and stuff. And then at that time, then we just readdress it.
And then last question, we talked about this the last time we had a study session. I know that we've got folks all over the city on different sorts of budgets. One of the feedbacks that I've gotten is there any way, if requested, that we could bill this quarterly for those folks? That is that program available, or are we still going to go with the every 6 months billing? I mean, that's a consideration. That's all I'm asking.
Right. I would have to look at our accounting system to see if it's, if we could set it up that way. Right now, I'm not for sure if it's feasible, but I can certainly look into it and see.
Back to this, even though we're looking at a deficit, where would those funds come from that we have to make up? Does that come out of general funds? If down the line, if we have a deficit of, even though this is the least deficit, I should say, where will that money come from that we have to make up, out of general funds?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Fuller, the intent would be to evaluate the solid waste rates in about 5 years. That's normally, it's typically between 3 and 5 that jurisdictions evaluate their rate to make sure that they're still on course. This does not take into account growth that University City could realize, both from the commercial perspective as well as from residential. And so that's why you'll want to look 3 to 5 years and update, and may need to do some adjustment at that time. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. And Mr. Cole, thank you also for the presentation. Quick question I just wanted to ask. With the commercial aspect of our trash collection, is that aspect only recycling?
No.
It's not. So had we ever considered getting rid of the commercial part of that?
Remember, we is that part of the study to get rid of it? Yeah. Right. There was a recommendation, but it wasn't considered.
Never considered. Okay. And the reason I ask that is because, I mean, isn't there a different charge for commercial opposed to residential?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, one of the clear messages, and the chair may want to speak to this, that was received from the task force is ensuring that commercial is not subsidized by residential. That came through loud and clear, and certainly will be included in the staff report once this is placed on your council agenda. But the commercial has the opportunity to use our service or not. I think what has happened in the past is we were likely below the market for commercial. And what we're proposing now is to be consistent with the market for a commercial.
Okay, thank you. And my last simple question is the senior rate. The senior rate right now is what?
$93.30.
And it's increased, I'm sorry, $93.
And 30 cents.
And 30 cents. And that's increasing by $8.10.
Correct, in this proposal, yes.
Right, that's correct. Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you, sir.
I may have missed this in the material, so I apologize. But is there, where are we as in comparison to our colleagues at other municipalities that provide this service? Are we in the ballpark? Or are we?
We're currently lower than our neighbors.
I saw some numbers, but to me they weren't very clear as to what our rate was versus theirs. So I was trying to just get an apples to apples. If there's a page number you want me to go to, I'm happy to do so.
It's exhibit 3 in the final report.
Exhibit 3 in the final report. Okay. Sure. Exhibit 9, 7. Exhibit 3 rates.
University City, Kirkwood, St. Peters, Baldwin, Clayton, Brentwood.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see, I had one other question. I have two other things. One was, I appreciate my colleague, Councilmember Clay's comments. I would like to go a slightly different direction in that one of the reasons I think years ago we moved out solid waste was that it was one of those services that we could get a close comparison of cost to service. And that's one of the reasons that in my mind, I probably wouldn't be as excited about taking a little bit off from additional revenues because we kind of took it out. So we'd have to, as much as it can, stand on its own. And I'm not sure if that would be something that we'd say we were going to make this easier by using revenues that may need to go other places, let alone the city manager's priorities that we do have a little bit of debt that we're going to be servicing without a bond issue for the construction of the new jail. I guess one other question I would simply ask is, Mr. Easton, you're welcome. Do you have any comments you'd like to? You don't need to, but as chair, if you have anything you'd like to say, you're welcome to. But otherwise, we would say to all of you, we appreciate the fact that you, as Councilmember Clay said, you took the time, as many of you have on multiple occasions, to help our community out, and we thank you for that. Okay. Are there any further questions of anyone? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. This was just solid waste. It didn't include, which I think some of our residents would think, yard waste collection. There was no analysis of the bags, the stickers, our equipment.
It is included in the cost.
That's included in the cost. So would we be getting rid of stickers or?
That will be my recommendation.
That's the recommendation.
Okay, because there'll be a few people that are happy about that.
It would include the biennial leaf collection as well.
Any other questions for Mr. Cole?
Mayor, Mayor and Council, the next step would be to place an ordinance on a upcoming council agenda, and my intention is to place it on your February 24th agenda for considering to introduce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cole. And again, thank you to the commission members. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Unless there's something else to come before the body, we will adjourn until 6:30, which is 7 minutes.